This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
All right. Today, my guest is the talented, the groovy, the inspiring audio engineer and producer, Angel TFC. Let's go.
Hey, you think chloroform smells good?
Enlighten me on what chloroform is.
It's the stuff that they put over your hand when they like make you pass out. You know,
with the I thought I'm thinking chlorophyll, like the shit that the girls drink, the vegan girls drink. No. Oh, I don't know.
Chloroform.
What's up, bro?
What's cracking?
Anyways, yeah. How you doing, man?
Good, bro. How you doing?
Good. Angel TFC. You're appreciate right. You coming through, man. I was looking forward
clapping
to this.
Sound effect. Claps.
Crowd goes wild. What were we talking about earlier? That fresh ass lineup you got.
No facts, yeah. Shout out my barber, Martin.
Hello.
Over there, High Rollers.
Bro, I might have to cheat on my barber, man.
Wait, look, I was about to. I was about to cheat on my barber. Yeah,
don't do that, bro. He would have been salty.
I haven't cheated on him, but he be booked, bro.
Yeah.
He be hella booked because he's nice with it. I mean,
he's had his spot
for a minute.
Where's the shop at?
On Sahara and Maryland Parkway.
Oh, okay.
Charleston and Maryland Parkway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. I don't trust too many people with my head, bro. Only two people have cut my hair in the last 10 years, probably.
Same exact way.
Man, that's what's up. So what you been up to, man? You been busy working?
Hell yeah.
Well, Junction Studio.
Junction Sound, yeah. Yeah, hell yeah, bro. We finally got it together.
Yeah, how's it feel to be over there?
Stupid tight, you know, just the fact. Especially, I feel like it's crazier because, like, we was there from, like, you know, the beginning, you know, like, when it was just nothing, you know, we just did a bunch of stuff, you know, and it's just crazy, like, we're in there, like, doing what we said we were going to be doing, like, a couple months ago, you know, as far as, like, all the artists coming through and just everybody. The coolest part to me is the fact that multiple people can be in there creating at the same time and, like, without having to worry about, like, noise, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that struggle. Like having neighbors and shit complaining.
Not even that, but I mean like within the same studios because we did some stuff with like the insulation and stuff.
Dawson was saying you guys
sound treatment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that so there's no sound leaking through the walls.
Okay.
One thing we recently found out though, like a week ago maybe, Dawson was mixing in the A room, which is on the far side, and then we have the B room. You know, they're on opposite sides of the unit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "You hear that?" And you could hear the music from the B room come through like one of the vents.
Oh shit!
But it's very, very quiet, you know.
But still,
just, yeah. But it was,
as an engineer, it's probably gonna bug you.
Probably him. I was just like, it's whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
but
yeah.
He heard it, and I was just like, well, you know. But
he heard it through the track.
Through the no.
Oh, just in like the moment.
While he was mixing,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
while he was mixing,
yeah.
He just heard it. I just thought it was funny.
Damn.
But
yeah, he's probably got like a hypersensitive ear.
Probably something like a dog.
Yeah, he said.
I'm gonna say he's a dog, but
Dawson the dog.
That's the first thing I can think of. They got hypersensitive ears.
Yeah. So he said you guys built it out, like built out the extra studios and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, like, cause it was only like two rooms, and we put up a wall. You know, shout out my uncles. They hella helped us, like, cause my uncle, like, he's in construction and stuff like that. So he helped us get it stuff for like wholesale, you know, and stuff like that. And aside from that, just doing it, you know, aside from, like, price-wise, just doing it, you know, because when me and Dawson, like, we was talking about it at first, when he was like, yeah, we're going to get this spot, like, we'll just put up a wall here and just, like, as if it was easy, bro, you know? And, like, once we started doing it, it was like, damn, bro, like, we wouldn't have had my uncles, like,
that shit wouldn't happen.
Hell no. Like, even, like, little stuff we would have trouble with, like, I can't even think about it. Just, like, little things here and there was just, like, damn, you know?
Yeah. It's good to have a motherfucker around you that can build some shit.
Nah, facts.
For real.
That's why you gotta have Mexicans around.
For real. Hey, you said it, not me, bro.
I can say I'm Mexican. I can say.
Yeah, a whole bunch of like Mexican jokes went through my head as you were talking. I was like, you know, like white people we were kind of on the.
I'll give you the pass.
Okay, cool.
Just
cool,
for the next sure. hour.
You know what? I never met my real dad, but supposedly he was from Peru. So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I like to claim that when I feel like I need a pass.
For real.
Yeah.
It's definitely a card you could pull out.
But I just look white, so I don't know if it'll work. You know what I'm saying? But what was I going to say? Can you talk into the mic a little bit more?
My fault.
Yeah.
Is it really?
No, it's just because, like you rein them in. Like, she, you know, she's soft-spoken already. Mm-hmm. And then she was, like, this far away from the mic. Mm. And then when the audio came back, it was like, damn. Damn. It was real hard to hear what she was saying. Sure. Yeah. But, yeah, you guys got, like, a fucking, like, collective almost damn near, like, a music label over there, huh?
Almost, kind of. Like, that's ultimately the goal. Like, we've definitely talked about it, you know, just aside from music, just what Junction Sound could be as a company, you know, because, like, you had a bit, like, music is just, like, the money you make from music, it's, like, really minute, you know? Mm-hmm. Like artists, for example, like, the money that they make from their actual music is, like, very little towards, like, shows and merch, you know, that's where all the bread is, you know? So we've always talked about, you know, we still love the music, you know, but we obviously want to, like, make money and stuff off of it, but
for sure,
definitely the label is, like, a thing in the talk, you know? We have our own little group, me, Tease, mm-hmm. you know, the artists that I work with, you know, Lena Dre, Kenny, Jaden, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's fire.
So how'd you come about working with these artists? Because there's been a hell of artists coming up in this city.
To be honest with you, I don't even know, bro. Like, it just happened.
Organically.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. It just happened. Like, I've only really been at it for like a year, bro, to be honest with you.
Engineering?
And producing for two.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Because, like, it was funny the way, like, me and Dawson came about, because originally, like, I was trying to be, like, an intern slash, like, you know, because I was working with the Audibles. And,
oh, word.
DJ told me, he's like, yo, bro, like, you gotta wear multiple hats, you know, and he was like, you should learn how to track, you know, for if you ever want to work with us, we need somebody to track, like, jazz or something like that. I was like, for sure, you know, so first thing, the only engineer I really knew was Dawson, so I was like, yo, if you ever, it's crazy, because, like, a couple of weeks ago, I went back to the DMs, and I was like, yo, if you ever need anybody to track the Dreamers, you remember them? I'm saying you remember them, like, they all gone, but, like, their collective of Dreamers.
It was
like,
out here?
It was, like, Mac, Chels.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. When they were having their shows and stuff
that. At the Hard Rock.
Yeah, so I was like, yo, if you ever need anybody to track the Dreamers, let me know. And he's like, yeah, I'll let you know.
And did you have any, like, prior relationship with Dawson?
No, I mean, we had known of each other, you know, but we wasn't really like that. And then one day, then I think like the next day or the day after, he was like, can anybody come help me like hang up some panels or stuff at the studio? And I was like, yo, I got you, you know? Yeah. And then I went and then we just chopped it up. And then he kind of like took me under his wing, brought me in like a couple sessions, just taught me how to do little stuff here and there. And then I just started booking my own clients and stuff like that.
That's dope, bro. That's how it happens. Like, facts. You were like humble enough to just... help them out with some panels on the wall, and then look what that led to.
Facts. No, that's just with anybody though. You know, you gotta be humble.
Ego
is just like out the window.
Yeah, you come across that a lot.
Kind of, you know, especially like as an engineer, you know, like there's that rapper ego and stuff like that, like.
Which I think rappers need a little bit of ego. If you're an artist, I think if you're gonna do anything, if you're gonna be great at anything, I think you have to have some kind of.
I feel like there's a very fine line, though, between ego and confidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, I feel like ego is kind of more emotional, and then, like, confidence is more on the, like, logical side of things.
Yeah.
You know? But I definitely do come encounter with it, but I'm not really tripping about it, because, like, it'll be mostly when I, like, make, like, recommendations, like, oh, you should say this bar like this, or you should come at it this way, and they're like, nah, don't tell me how to rep, and I'm just like, for sure, bro. I'll just be like, for sure, bro. You pay me anyway, so I'm not really tripping. You know?
Yeah.
Do you think I was just giving you advice? You know what I mean? So
that sucks, though. Cause that type of shit, that type of attitude can kill like a creative session. You know?
It could only kill it if it clashes with something. So that's why I'd step down.
Yeah.
Because like as an engineer, you need to learn how to like read the room and direct where the room is going in order to like be able to make music happen. You know what I mean? Cause it's all about emotions and stuff like that. That gets like transmitted into the music, you know what I mean? So I should be like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
not tripping.
Yeah, even though you're engineering and you're not like you didn't produce a song maybe, or you're not songwriting, you're still working on the song.
No, yeah, definitely.
You know.
Yeah.
I remember when I tried to be a rapper, man. I was going to Gas.
Gas?
Gas. You know King Gas? So he's a producer engineer out here. I'll introduce you to him. He's dope. He's dope as fuck. He's worked with some people and I was just like, man, tell me what the fuck to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of artists, especially you, like maybe you're like 2-3 years into it, or even a year. You know, a lot of the local artists or up and coming artists, like, you know, there's structure that needs to be had in the song and even in the studio session.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah, right.
So, you know.
Even down to, like, little stuff, like, you know, like, stuff should be, like, an even number of bars, like, yeah. 6, 8, 12, you know. Because mm-hmm. if you end on the 7th bar and then you bring in a hook or you bring in a bridge, like, even that alone just feels weird. And, like, I feel like people that listen to music, they don't necessarily know what why it yeah. feels off to them, but mm-hmm. it feels off to them, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
It's like a subconscious thing. Probably because, like, they've heard so many songs structured with even bars. Mm-hmm. So when they hear something, they're just like, and then that, you know, can make people not want to listen to it or, I don't know.
That's weird, huh? It's like a weird psyche. It's like a weird, like, thing in your brain that subconsciously recognizes, like,
yeah.
mathematical, like.
Or just anything.
Yeah.
You know, I firmly believe, like, you have to really tap into your subconscious to, like, get the most out of, like, how you go about your day, you know, because like we only use, you know, that 30% of your brain type of, you know what they say. So mm-hmm. that's what we like consciously use. But I feel like the other 70% leaves space to like for your subconscious,
mm-hmm.
you know. So yeah. it's something that I've been trying to like tap into, you know, but it's hard because it's obviously your subconscious. But like even like little stuff like if I forget something. But the first thing that comes to my mind, I know that's, like, my subconscious trying
yeah.
to remind me.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll usually go with my gut and just think that, like, if it's, like, a number or, like, a dollar amount for me to buy something or an address or a certain turn, you know, mm-hmm. and usually it's right.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. I feel you. If we're able to access that or get in touch with that just a little bit, just a little bit, bro.
Because there's, like, think about, like, the jobs that our subconscious is doing. Like, it's keeping us alive, you know, yeah. like, our, like, our brain or everything that's involuntary is our subconscious that's like doing that, which is crazy, you know. Human body's crazy.
It is crazy. I try to, because I think we're such visual people, especially men.
Mm-hmm.
We're so visual that I like to close my eyes sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Like for
or just like when I'm stuck on a decision
mm.
and I can't make a decision,
mm-hmm.
I just close my eyes and then I just get clarity.
Facts,
you know what I mean?
It's crazy. Or I kind of do the same thing, but I close my eyes, like, as far as, like, I don't pay attention to what I'm looking at, you know,
yeah.
which in turn leaves us to, like, looking up, you know. I'll just be like this, and, like,
yeah.
I'll be looking that way, just not even paying attention yeah. to what I'm looking at, which is kind of the same thing as closing your eyes,
yeah.
you know. You're just, I don't know, it's just crazy.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I hate listening to my podcast. Mm-hmm. I hate listening to myself. I can't do it. And I don't see, like, people say, when I say that, people are like, you don't listen to your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I was there, motherfucker. You know what I mean? I yeah. know what we talked about. Mm-hmm. But when I watched a couple videos and just like parts of them, and I look up a lot, bro. Like when I'm getting ready, when a thought's going mm-hmm. going on, when a thought's ready to come out of my mouth, my eyes go up. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
It's so crazy, like yeah. the subconscious stuff we do, because like I forgot who, I think it was my government teacher in like high school. He's like. Going around asking us questions, and he'll tell us, like, nope, that's a lie.
Yeah.
But you have to answer quick. And it's, like, depending on what side you look when you think, it's if it's a lie or not.
Mm.
You know, like, he would ask us, like, okay, what's your birthday? And we would tell us, but it has to be quick, you know, like, mm-hmm. instantaneous. You can't think of it. And if you, like I said, if you look this way, it might be the truth. And if you look this way, it's, like, a lie or something like that. And every one of them, he was right. He's like, nope, fake. Nope, that's true.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. I forgot what side it is exactly, but, yeah.
Damn. So that's good to know if I ever need to lie, like, to the police or something. I remember one time, I'm not gonna say that story, but I'm like, damn, I probably snitched on myself. But so how'd you back to the music though? How'd you get linked up with Audibles?
What's crazy is one of my uncle's friends, his name is Donut, shout out Donut. He was tight with a DJ like way back, like mm-hmm. like they used to like stay together. I think I'm not too sure, but anyways, Donut and DJ are tight from like way back, bro. And my uncle was tight with DJ, you know, and he seen that I was like trying to do something, you know, so mm-hmm. he talked it, you know.
Mm.
He linked me up with them, and I was able to go to a couple of their sessions, you know, and just, you know, even like the couple sessions that I went to, even I was just a fly on the wall kind of thing, like, because at the time I was in engineering, you know, and mm-hmm. I was barely getting into producing. But I picked up a lot off of just those two sessions that I was with them, you know. And then the biggest thing that DJ told me, which to this day I carry, is, like, he told me, he's like, bro, go watch the Defiant Ones. He's like, go watch the Defiant Ones.
It'll great change series. Your life. Yeah.
And I went and I watched it. I was like, damn, bro. And to this day, like, I'll watch it. Like, I'll try to watch it, like, every month, every 2 months, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because, like, you watch it, and every time I watch it, I get something new from it, which I feel like, because I'm in a different stage, like, as far as my career wise to where like I can relate to something else that I didn't pick up back then.
Yeah.
And it's a fire to anybody watching, bro. Watch the Defiant Ones. If you, so even if you don't make music, bro, even if you know if you're doing business, you know, like you have Jimmy Iovine to relate to.
Yeah.
And I just feel like for people our age to go and watch that, like you can really grasp from both sides as far as like the music side from like Dr. Dre, you know, because they give his side, and then Jimmy Iovine because he's a crazy businessman.
Yeah,
you know, just like getting to work with Apple, you know, like, insane.
Bro, I can't believe that documentary is like kind of forgotten about, bro. I'm so happy you brought that up, bro.
Nah, hell no. Bro.
I gotta revisit that. I'd
be telling everybody. It was, like, bro,
yeah,
go watch it.
When it came out, I just remember how good it was,
bro. It's so good. And even like, aside from the content, but like how it's shot, you know, like there's this part where like they're talking about like how Interscope had this crazy, like, couple years where they had like Marilyn Manson, Tupac, the stuff that Snoop Dogg was dealing with like all their cases in jail. And it's like a, 2 minute montage of just a bunch of clips, you know, and like people from the government, you know, obviously how they were against rap music and rock music, you know, and behind it is like playing a Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson, you know, it's like, oh, the Beautiful People. And it's like, but then you see Tupac like hanging out a car, but to like Marilyn Manson, it's crazy.
What a
bro.
Crazy time, bro.
That documentary is crazy, bro.
I'm gonna revisit that. So what did you learn though in those sessions?
Like, see, that's what's
what
crazy.
Was your
like,
experience? Like?
I can't even tell you what I learned. I just know that
you just
like
know.
I came back, I was like, damn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of it was just being inspired too, you know, like.
Because those motherfuckers are major, bro.
Hell yeah, that was the first time that I went to like a big studio. They took me to the Palms, you know.
Is that where is that like their home studio?
Now I think it's the A Room.
Oh, okay.
Now I think it's the A Room. The A Room Studios and Hideout, you know.
Okay.
But I had went with them and worked with they were working with Jeremy Elliott, you know, one of Pooh Bear's artists. I feel like that they're working with now, and we worked on a couple songs and stuff like that. And it was just cool, you know, to be in a big environment just to see.
Professionals
like,
at work.
Yeah, professionals. I feel like that's the craziest thing to me, like, aside from music, just people that are professionals at what they do. Like, it just intrigues me, like, even down to, like, when we were building the studio, like, we had an electrician come in or, like, some people, like, mud the wall and stuff like that, and it's crazy because, like, we were trying to do it, and it's and they'll just come in, they'll look at it, they'll be like, for sure, we need this. They come back, finish it in an hour, and I'm just bro, that's crazy, you know, just... Anybody that's a professional, I feel like it's crazy. You know, just watching them work.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like that's fire.
You're so much more effective when you're like that. And I bet you, like, artists and... it could be so easy to be unprofessional in the music game.
No, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know.
Are artists... Do you work with some artists and you're like, bro, like, you're so fucking unprofessional, dude? Like,
I feel like the most unprofessional thing, and it's like... The biggest thing I feel like is unprofessional is like, especially in like the music industry, you know, like it's just being punctual. I feel like is the biggest thing.
Being on time, rappers you know, love to be late,
like,
man.
There's so many things that you could be that you could consider, for real. Yeah. There's so many things that you could consider like unprofessional, but that's not unprofessional. Like when I went to go work with the Audibles. Jeremy Elliott, you know, like, he had his shoes off, you know, he felt free, you know, and stuff like that. I think he had his socks off as well, which, and, like, if he happens to see this, I'm not tripping about it, you know, but it's just cool to see, like, that might be unprofessional to somebody,
in
but
some worlds,
it's a creative process to somebody else, you
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
But the only thing that I have, that I take no excuses for is just being on time, bro, like, like, there's a bunch of Instagram posts that people put on the story where it's, like, it's the only thing that doesn't require any talent, it just... Yeah. Be on time, you
for
know
real,
what I mean?
For real.
But
I think we've all struggled with that.
Facts.
Communicate, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Don't just pull up 15 minutes late unannounced, bro.
That's my biggest thing. Like, if I'm going to be late, I'm going to tell you. Like, I'd rather overshoot and tell somebody I'm going to take 45 minutes and then get there in 30 than tell them I'm going to be there in 25 and be there in 30. You know what I mean? It's just a mental thing. I don't know. I feel like it.
Yeah, I mean, you showed up 30 minutes early here. I appreciate that, man. I mean, usually I'm late to my own shit, man. Fuck. But
I'd be late too, though, you know.
Like, yeah, I mean, I communicate though because I know I don't know, man. It's just I wish for these reasons I wish I would have went to the military just to straighten my ass up when I was like 19, 18.
It's crazy that I wanted to go to the military.
Yeah,
too.
I still think about it sometimes.
Like a year ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Like I was like I wasn't even thinking about music. Like it was dumb. It was dumb because I went to jail for like bench warrants were like the smallest thing. But it was funny because. And I'm going to come back to the military. You know, it's a big
arc.
But Because I had got locked up for, like, bench warrants. Like, I had, like, 8 bench warrants or something.
Damn.
Like that. Bro, it was dumb.
I know. Yeah. It's like $300 each to get the motherfuckers out of
there. Not even that, bro, but some of them were tickets for, like, driving without insurance. I had two tickets of driving without insurance. So that was two racks. That was two racks off rip, you know, and plus all my other speeding and then whatever, bro. I had 8 tickets.
How long did they sit you down for?
See, that's the thing. So I had warrants in different counties. I had some in Clark County. I had some in... Or in the city of Nevada, or city of Nevada.
Yeah, yeah.
City of Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. In Henderson, I had a ticket. And then I had one in Tonopah, because I was coming from Reno. And I got a ticket on the way here.
Bro, you're an outlaw, bro.
I never took care of. So I got caught, and they're like, yeah, you know you have 8 warrants? I was like, yeah, bro, whatever. And then they locked me up, and they took me to CCDC, worst jail. Out of the 3 jails that I went to, 4 jails that I went to, mm-hmm. Worst one. So whatever I get
OR'd. Downtown, right?
Huh?
Downtown?
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever I get OR'd and like after a day or two, whatever. But then they're like, wait, we got a hold on you for Henderson City. So they sent me to Henderson City and then I was there for like a day or two. And then they took me back to CCDC for like a day. Mm-hmm. And then they sent me to like Tonopah to see a judge to get OR'd. And then they sent me to Pahrump because they wanted to give me time served for that warrant. So I was in Pahrump jail for like a week, and then that's where I got released. So it was like 10 days or something like that, you know. But I was like,
you just moving around and
shit. For real, but I thought I was like, damn, my life is over. This is
yeah. How old were you?
This was a year or two ago.
Oh, for real?
I'm telling you, bro. It was kind of silly looking back at it, bro. Yeah. Like that's why I was like, damn, bro. Like I really got to straighten up and go to the military because you know, like my uncle was in the military, so he was like,
that shit had you thinking about your whole life.
For real. I was like, man, I can't believe I messed up this bad. Da, 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 da. And then I just got out and just really put in work here. You know what I mean? But looking back at it, it is funny, you know, because I thought about being in the military and stuff like that.
Yeah. Damn. I've never been in jail, bro.
I thought you said you, no?
What? Been in jail?
No.
No. The Army. I thought about going to the Army, to the military, but not. Oh, you're talking about the earlier, this dish on myself. Yeah. Oh, no, that's a different story I can tell you off camera. But
if you ever get locked up, bro, just don't go to CCDC. No, no. CCDC is the worst, bro. The
I live
food
in
that they
now.
Give you, bro, Pahrump, it was like a fire. It was a cool jail. It didn't even feel like I was in jail because, like, they separate you into groups, like, on, like, what your offenses are. So I was in there with, like,
a bunch of people
that just had bench warrants. There's this one dude that just comes to jail on the weekends and like leaves and then comes back every weekend and stuff like that into that. And
some
like
Jeffrey Epstein shit.
For real. And like the slides that they give you there are comfortable and the food that they give you there is way better. But like CCDC, bro,
they don't
like,
give a fuck.
The slides feel like
that shit's probably overcrowded and everything, like, huh?
For that too, bro. And the holding cell where they keep you before they even book you, it's like 40 degrees in there.
Damn.
It's freezing in there, bro.
Yeah, I paid a couple of visits down there. They don't even do in-person visits. The inmate goes in. Nobody visited you?
Nah. That's what's crazy. I wasn't even in the system long enough. Like I was in the holding cells longer than I was booked. So like people couldn't even put money on my books. I could barely get a hold of people, you know, until I got officially booked, you know. So like nobody knew where I was for 2-3 days, bro, because you can't look me up because I'm not booked, you know.
Right.
And like for the 6 hours that I was booked, you know, it just probably nobody looked. And then by that time, I was already out at the next jail.
Damn. Well, that sucks.
Some people
bro.
Was like, hey, let me put money on your books, though. And I was like, I don't even think I have books to put money on or something like that. So.
Damn, so.
It was funny, though.
You got out and you went hard?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm never going back.
For real.
I ain't going back.
And you know how that statistic is? Like, if you go to jail, like, the chances of you going back to jail is like multiplied by whatever. And that was always in my head, you know, while I was in there. I was like, dang. But like I said, looking back, it is funny because I was tripping over like bench warrants or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It could have been a lot worse, bro.
Yeah.
Could have been a lot worse. Well, we're happy you're free.
Facts, we're a free angel. People were sitting free angel for like.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So where was you started with Dawson over at the old Junction
Yeah,
Sound?
At the, not the one.
On Spring Mountain
not
Decatur,
the,
right?
No, not that one. I met him there, actually.
Okay.
But I was with AR. I went there and I met him there. He doesn't even remember it. I remember it, though.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, bro, I met you, whatever. But where we started working together was at the one that was at 1800 Industrial, our old spot. Before this one that we just moved into.
It's at the same building, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we was just downstairs.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Not in Surreal's spot, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Nah. Really? He was over there? Yeah. Oh, he was over there. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, I remember.
There's a little hallway in the middle downstairs.
Yeah.
Surreal's all the way at the right, I think.
Yeah, on the right. Yeah, on the bottom right.
Offices.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I literally just started working with him there, and it was
And
it was
the cool. synergy was just there?
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah. How do you and AR know each other?
Me and AR is like brother. That's my brother, bro. Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like.
Shout out AR.
Big shout out
AR. Shout out AR. What's up, man?
He actually really looks like my half brother, too. It's really funny. It's so weird.
Kinda.
Like,
I mean, the
I have a half brother.
Oh.
And they look like twins. Okay. I have a half brother and they look like twins.
Oh, for real?
It's like identical.
That's funny
bro.
As fuck.
But, I met him back together? Like through like Richie Rose.
Okay.
Shout out Richie. You know, like.
Shout out Richie too.
I was friends with them first, and then Arnold came around, bro. And me and Arnold like super clicked. You know, like there was this time when like me and him were like with each other like every day, mm-hmm. just. You know?
And hell yeah. Did he inspire you to get into music?
He just inspired me to, like, hustle more. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because, like, I'm not
He's gonna, professional. I, AR is professional as fuck.
I'm not going to lie, bro. Like 2 years ago, you know, before I really started going hard, I was entitled, bro, because, you know, like, I always grew up, like, everybody telling me, like, oh, you're talented, you're smart, whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, that was the entitlement in me. Like, oh, like, it's just going to happen to me, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got rid of that, you know what I mean? And shout out AR because he really helped me just feel like, he helped me felt unproductive when I wasn't doing nothing. Like, I feel like I didn't really notice it before, you know, but being with him, like, every day we was just doing something regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it wasn't making us money, but we was doing something to get out of the house and creative juices or whatever, bro.
Yeah.
And he took me on my first tour, you know. I went with him on tour with Blue Lotus Entertainment, bro. Mm-hmm. We went from, like, here all the way up to, like, what was it? We drove up Cali, up into Oregon, came down to Reno.
So fun, huh?
It was tight, you know? Like, we even, like, slept in his car, bro, and, like, that's cool to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, those are the times you're going to look back in, like, 10 years.
Hell yeah, like, that was cool to me, the fact, like, some nights that we had to sleep in the car, and I was like, I wasn't tripping about it, because, like, we're doing what we want to do, you know?
And, yeah.
I mean, granted, I was just tagging along, you know, but he was DJing, and...
Yeah, but you got to, it's probably, it was more than tagging along. I mean, you got to see it. You got to feel
Facts.
It. You know, you got to be a part of the process.
Facts. You know, and obviously, I was helping out. Him out, like, drive here and there or, mm-hmm. like, you know, helping up, set up, take stuff down and stuff like that. But that was fun, bro. I think it was last year around this time, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, AR is super professional. He's just, he's like just somebody you want around you.
Hell yeah. Not even like, work-related, just as a friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just... super positive,
super,
you know,
supportive.
He got me out of a lot of bad habits, like as far as like personality traits and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and like
Where did that come from? Like you being entitled, like where did you just?
From a kid, bro. Like
the girls filling up your head, man. Or what?
Not even that, but just like just myself because like. Damn, people are going to take this the wrong way, but I was always better at stuff than a lot of people from a kid, you know what I mean? I learned the piano at the age of 5 by myself with no teacher. Mm. And, like, they saw that I was, like, musically inclined, you know what I mean? So, like, my dad, he put me in, like, he took me to, like, one of his homies that knows how to play guitar, or he's a music teacher, and he showed me how to play guitar. I picked that up. I picked the bass up before that, then I picked up the drums.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Mexico, picked up the trumpet, clarinet, you know what I mean? So
I didn't know you play all these instruments.
Yeah, so I always just learned stuff hella quick. And even, like, aside from that, like, I was just always really smart in school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So like, you learned music hella quick or just anything?
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah. I pick up on stuff hella quick, you know? And even from school, like, I was always better than people and I wouldn't even have to try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I was
You're
just...
You're one of those kids, huh?
Yeah, bro. That's because of that, like, it's cool, you know, to have, but it sucked because, like I said, it brought me a very entitled, you know what I mean? Like, I was, like, even, like, before I started doing music, you know, I wanted to go to college, you know, in high school. I was breezing by high school, you know what I mean? Like, I was in AP classes, honor classes, and I wasn't even trying, bro.
And because of that,
I was, like, yeah, I'm going to just do college like this, and I'm going to just go through life like this because of whatever, you know what I mean? Because
that's all you knew up until then.
Yeah, facts. Nothing really challenged me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, getting in the industry, you get challenged and stuff like that. And, like, that saying, you know, hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard is a very true saying because I was going to be in that pocket, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
damn.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm glad I got out of it, you know what I mean? And then it made me realize like how entitled a lot of other people are, you know?
Oh,
and I feel like
for sure. They're delusional.
And I feel like that's just with I feel like it's just Americans as a whole.
Oh, you know my God,
like, our country is very entitled to, like, a lot of things.
Oh, my
you know?
God.
And, like,
we have the too younger much
generation,
freedom.
Our younger generation, like, people my age, you know, like, super yeah. very entitled, you know yeah. what I mean?
How old are you?
22.
You're 22?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know you was that young.
Damn, is that bad?
No, I didn't know you was that young. Yeah, maybe 22. It's the mustache, bro. Probably. It's the mustache. No, I'm 29, so I was. Mm-hmm. So I don't, like, I don't really, I never think about people's age. But then, like, when somebody tells me, like, Abu is up here, mm-hmm. he was like, yeah, bro, I'm 24. I was like, damn. I just think of myself when I was 24, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then it's, like, it's cool to see people, like, I don't know. I think it's interesting to think about how people's, everybody's journey is a little bit different. Like, we all know each other, mm-hmm. but everybody's, you know, journey is a little bit different, mm-hmm. a little bit faster, a little bit slower. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. It's that's good. You're 22, man. You're on the right track, bro. You're on the right track. But no, that's the entitlement thing I could see, because I had a friend like that. He was fucking cool and cool as shit. And then, you know, getting into high school and going into college, he kind of got arrogant mm-hmm. because he's like that friend that just had straight A's. You know what I mean? Just did it so easy. Like, hardly ever did homework. Hardly, you know, you never saw him doing work.
That was me, bro.
Yeah.
That was really me. And I hate it. I mean, now looking back, like, I hate that I was like that. You know what I mean? Because if I would have tried in high school, I could have, you know, who knows. But then again, like, if I would have tried in high school, I probably would have been doing something completely different than music. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everything happens for a reason kind of thing. Yeah. I was going to college to be a doctor.
Oh, really?
For real, yeah. Oh, like, I went to UNR for, like, a semester, bro. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was a bio major, math minor, and, like, you know, when you're going for, like, the same career, you tend to have, like, a lot of the same classes, especially, like, in, like, well, I mean, not especially, but, like, the first couple years, you know, you have mm-hmm. a lot of the same classes with people. And I would just talk to people, bro, and, like, a lot of people were very, like, excited and stuff, and, like, they were, like, going to, like, what's it called? Like, they was in clubs, they was in, like, they was volunteering, they was doing all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean, that involved the medical field, you know, and at the end of the day, I was just doing it for the bread, you know, like,
yeah,
I was like, oh, I'm gonna be an anesthesiologist because they make $200,000 a year, this and that, you know what I mean, again, my entitlement, I was like, yeah, that's what I deserve, you know, and I don't know, bro, I just didn't feel that drive to really
I wasn't
really inspired, you know, like, to do that, and I was like, man, I'm gonna just drop out and do music or whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's probably a good decision, because if you're gonna be a doctor, I feel like you gotta have some kind of, like, real passion to help people.
Exactly, you know, like, which I'm super glad that, you know, because there are those, like, you hear stories of those doctors that are really only in it for the bread and how they don't care about a patient's lives, you know, because I have an aunt, you know, she's a nurse, you know, and she deals with a lot of people like that, like, that are just big head, arrogant doctors, you know, that they only really care about themselves.
That's scary, bro.
It is, bro.
That's scary as fuck.
It is. Like, the medical field is really
They should send crazy. Undercover nurses in that bitch.
I'm
and
for,
like,
or undercover patients.
Bro.
TV show. That's a TV show idea. Patent it. You gotta edit that out.
Bro, crazy.
I know you say you're not editing it out, but you gotta edit that out.
Yo.
Undercover patient.
Nah, it's cool. I'll give you 20%, bro.
For sure. I bet. Yeah.
Dog, damn. That's crazy to think about.
Not for real, bro. And it's crazy, like, I don't know, just our country in general is just so bad. You know what I mean?
So
like,
bad.
It's so crazy to me how, like,
this whole situation has really exposed that for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like, it's so crazy, like, how America has, like, brainwashed all of us. Because, you know, growing up, we all really did think, like, that America was, like, the greatest country in the world. And, like, we even, like,
I think,
like, at my elementary school, we had, like, Great American, you know, like, where you have to learn the 50 spit, the states.
Well,
the
yeah, all that's bullshit. But,
you know what
I
mean?
But I think it's not low, so I think it's not so cut and dry as, or black and white in the sense of, like, there are a lot of great things about America that are the best in the world.
The American dream.
But
that's one of the biggest things, you know, the fact that we're able to do stuff like this, you know, have a studio. Great.
Yeah.
I'm not saying America is.
But there's a lot of things wrong with it.
A lot of things,
yeah.
You know, and money is has a lot to do with it, you know, like, it's crazy. And which is part of the reason why I don't want to say COVID is fake, you know, because, you know, I have people that have lost family members, you know, and I completely acknowledge that and mourn with them, you know, but I do feel like it has a lot to do more than just the disease, you know what I mean? Because America, I feel like, has never really truly cared about its people as far as, like, health concerns. It's always been more about
Well, especially not
money.
Poor people.
That too, you know what? It's always been about money, you know what I mean? So that's one thing that is in the back of my mind. Like, I really wonder, like,
you know, about the dollar, bro.
What's the bigger scheme behind all of this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think,
and that's just me. Like, I just be.
Yeah, I think it's no. I think you're right. I think I think it's just the American greed, and I think the problem is I think a lot of the politicians, most of the politicians or the lawmakers mm-hmm. or the policymakers, they are disconnected from poor people. Or, you know, there's so many poor people like in America. Yeah, like, how is I don't understand. It's just crazy how there's such a – but even poor people, like, we are still – even if you're poor, we're kind of all spoiled in the sense of, like – we can go to the grocery store and get food. You know what I mean? Like, there's no shortage of anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I mean, I've never been super poor in my life, so I probably shouldn't be speaking on this. But, but you know, I think there's just a disconnect between, you know, the policymakers, the people in charge, and the average American.
Yeah, definitely. You know? And I feel like they don't have the Americans in mind whenever they are passing policies. You know, like I said, it's always about doing somebody a favor, or it's always about, you know, somebody getting paid.
The system is fucked up because you have these lobbyists, you know, that are paying for the, you know, they're controlling the lawmakers.
Have you watched The Great Hack on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
Oh, bro, you gotta watch it, bro. Okay, it's a crazy documentary on how, like, damn, what was their name? It's a company, bro, and how they were data collecting, bro, and how they used that to, like, get Trump basically the presidency. It's crazy, bro. Yeah. And like, and it's they have this one thing where in Trinidad, that's somewhere like in like
Caribbean, I think.
Yeah. You know, so like their population consists of like,
or Central America.
I think it's like African Americans and Indians, or African Americans and something. You know, it's like divided almost. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's these two groups. You know, and there was one I think it was president is what they have. There was one candidate, whatever it is, they was running for basically representing each, you know, the African Americans and Indians, I think is what it is. So this company, damn, I forgot what it's called. It's going to piss me off, bro. It ends with an A. I know that for sure.
You want to look it up?
I do want to look it up.
Go ahead. But, yeah, I think, what was I going to say? Like, this whole thing, like, you've seen on Instagram and social media, like, list of companies to cancel because they're supporting Trump, or they're giving money to his campaign or whoever, you know. It's like, why I just don't understand why companies, public companies, are allowed to contribute to somebody's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of like, weird. It's obviously like you want something back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's called Cambridge Analytica. That's what the company's called.
Cambridge Analytica.
Yeah, so they were hired by, I forgot if it was the African one or the Indian candidate, whatever team, and what they did is they were hired by the Indian candidate. I don't know if it's Indian, but it's something, you know, around there. Mm-hmm. And so they were hired by them, and what Cambridge Analytica, so they're like a lot of data, you know, they do like a bunch of like schemes to say to run on social media and how, you know, advertisement and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Part of that is the reason why you get ads for like what you say or what you type in, you know, it has a lot to do with Cambridge Analytica. So what they did, what they did like three times or something. So what they did is they started like a social media movement amongst the African American youth, basically saying like, oh, we're not going to vote. You know, they had like their own logo. They had everything, you know, like, and them doing that, instilling that in like their minds, just made them not vote for them. Mm-hmm. And it gained the other people the presidency, bro. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just think stuff like that is crazy, you know. And after the Trump election, they basically like got defunded or whatever because they were in like a lot of like legal suits and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a company like that doesn't just disappear off the map. You know what I mean? Especially like if you're known to get people presidencies through using people's privacy, you're not just gonna disappear and oh yeah, that's the end of Cambridge Analytica. You know what I mean? So I feel like they're definitely behind like closed doors and stuff like that.
So they're feeding their messages through like Facebook and Instagram.
That was one of the bigger ones. So what it was, it's like, so you have this, you like, people would take like those personality tests, and like, you know how you accept the terms and conditions or whatever, you know, if you accept that, all your friends, it would go through all their stuff, you know, and what it would do is like, it would make a personality accounts, you know, off of people, you know, like what kind of people they were and like to what kind of propaganda they reacted to. Yeah. And knowing that, they would shove propaganda, you know, that was
algorithms.
Yeah. You know, it's a crazy documentary, bro. Yeah, the first 10 minutes kind of slow. You're like, you know, but that's because
it's Hacked.
The Great Hack.
Yeah. The Great Hack.
Yeah. Right, hopefully it's still on there. If they didn't take it down.
Yeah. There's back to America though. There's so many issues I have with the voting the debates and the voting, the campaigns and the process of finding our new president. I'm baffled right now. Like, people are telling me I need to go vote and stuff, but I'm just like, yo, vote for who? You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
We're back to, like, the last election is the lesser of two evils.
Exactly. You know what
I mean? Biden's Sleepy Joe. Come on, man.
People going to hate me for this, but I'm going to vote for Kanye just so I can tell my kids I voted for Kanye.
I can't get behind that either, bro.
I feel it.
Just because I love Kanye to death.
I feel it.
But political Kanye, like, if, I don't know, man. I mean, I guess that's my best choice. Just right,
like you
now
said, like,
hey, but mark my words, Kamala Harris will be the first woman president because Sleepy Joe gonna fall asleep.
I don't follow politics years like that, so I don't even know who that is to keep
so
it.
So Kamala Harris, she was an African American woman. Mm-hmm. I think she's senator, something. I don't know. She's a politician, very well known politician in California. I think she's.
Is that who's running with Biden, right?
This is who Biden chose to run with. You know what? I need to shut the fuck up because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I'm pretty sure Kamala Harris is his he chose her. So I think she's gonna be the vice president.
Probably.
But I'm saying that Sleepy Joe gonna take a nap, and Kamala Harris is gonna be the first woman president, African American woman president.
Probably. You know, you can bet on, like,
you can bet on that.
You can bet on stuff like that.
On if Joe Biden dies.
You can bet on, like, who's gonna win the presidency and, like, make money off of it, bro. Like
through, like, what? Through the casino?
That's
kind of crazy.
Somebody was just I was talking to them about
there's
like,
odds.
I was talking to them about, like, stocks. It's like stocks, but for like a presidential race, you know, and
that's
it's
wild.
Like based on like popularity and stuff like that. It's crazy, bro. And yeah, I forgot what it's called. Damn.
I think Trump might win just because he's the ultimate celebrity. Mm-hmm. He's the biggest celebrity America's ever had. Period. The biggest one.
It's insane.
That's why he's president. That's another problem with our voting process is that it's not about, like, who's the best person for the position. It's about who's most popular,
Flex.
You know?
So, I feel like that's just with everything in politics, though. You know what I mean? Even, like, trickle down to, like, senators and stuff like that. It's just whoever has the most people that they know that can pull the most strings.
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of like the music game in a sense because, you know, let's take hip hop or rap, for example. It's people think it's like a competition. You can get sucked into that, like, competition aspect of it, and there should be a little competition aspect of it because that's what it came from. But it's really art, and it's really you're creating, and it's really like it's an opinion based thing. So if you're not like where you want to be in your career, it's because you don't have enough opinions. You know what I mean, good or bad.
Dang.
So it's like, it's the same thing with politics, but they kind of force. It's different because, like, it's like the more lobbyists you have, the more you're able to push your message and your name. You know what I mean? In the light that you want to push it in. It's kind of like an artist signing to a major label. They're gonna get you that marketing. You know what I mean? They're gonna get you that exposure. But I don't think you can't. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to do that in politics because I think you're right. It just needs to be like a central website where all these politicians have their resume just outlined and everything they've done and proof that they've done everything. Like, you need to be on ground zero. Do you come from a teaching background, or have you just been a fucking politician your whole life? You know what I mean? Or it's like, you know, we as voters and as citizens, we need to be more responsible and more proactive. But a lot of young people don't give a fuck, bro.
It's crazy, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like, I'm 29. Okay, you're 22. So there's a little bit of a difference in kind of the worlds we grew up in. Okay, so what does your... Because my friends, I mean, I have people that are just now getting woke, kind of, I guess you want to say, or now getting involved in the conversations about politics and really thinking about it. But people your age, are people just on TikTok all day or what?
Nah, hell no. I don't know.
I'm not trying to make you that young. My bad. That's more like it.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it's like both. You know what I mean? But I feel like both of them, a lot of people are very knowledgeable now. I feel like, you know,
there's access to a lot of information.
You know, but because of that, I feel like there's a lot of people that will or won't vote because of that same reason. You know, like me, for example, like, as much as I do want to vote, you know, and be part of a change and do something. I do feel like our vote is very, like, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day because it's all about money up there, you know. There's just, like, two, three people that are pulling strings that's, like, this is who we want, you know. Yeah. And that's set, you know, regardless of what all these people, like, America has shown that it doesn't care what we think, you know what I mean? So, but then at the same time, I'm also, like, you know. Yeah. But like I said, I feel like that comes from, you know, being able to access information and, like, read into stuff. And, like, so there's both sides, you know. Like, I have a lot of friends that are, you know, politically active, you know, and stuff like that. And
that's dope. That's so important. It's tight, you know. It's super encouraging when I see younger people get involved and make their voices heard, you know, especially now.
Which ultimately I feel like that's what I want to do, like, through music. You know, I want to get to the point where I have a platform to be able to, you know, I'm not trying to say, like, talk some sense into people in, like, you know, like, in a condescending way, you know, but just be, like, a better influence, you know what I mean? Like, on a bigger level, you know?
Yeah, it's important, bro.
To, like, you know, because, like, this is stuff we consume on the daily, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not knocking, like, 6ix9ine or anybody, you know, like, they're entertaining, you know, but, like, all right, bro, like, what more do you have to offer outside of, like,
your music, you know what
I
mean? Bro.
You know, like, you have to, I don't know, I feel like I want to, you know, do change, you know, but through my way of, like, influencing people, you know what I mean?
And no, you should, bro, because you got to think about representation too, in the sense of, like, who you're representing. You're a Mexican American,
facts,
and, you know, you're a young man, and what you, and so your opinion, and you're smart, you're knowledgeable, you're respected. What your opinion is gonna definitely hold value. Mm-hmm. So it's I think it's important that you speak up.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like,
however you choose to do that, but
facts.
So,
but
so you being a Mexican American, how you feel about this whole, like, border situation, man?
It sucks. You know what I mean?
It's, like, sickening.
It's crazy how, like, you know, there's that meme on Instagram where it's like, oh, if you don't like America, then just leave. You know, like, oh, people saying, you know.
Oh, my God. And the white, like, that's, like, the most whitest racist statement.
Exactly. So then there's this, like, Instagram post going around, which makes sense. Like, so you do believe that people that don't like their country should be able to migrate to other countries.
Right.
Which is completely what they're against when it comes to, like, Mexicans and stuff like that. Or anybody else, like, trying to come and find refuge, you know. Like,
I
feel like people that come to America aren't, like, like, you know how media depicts anybody coming to America, like, oh, they're just coming here to ruin their reputation. But I feel like anybody, you know, like, especially from, like, my uncles and stuff like that, like, every one of them that tells their story of, like, how they came here, you know, like, they always, every single one of them came here to provide better for their kids.
Yeah.
You know, none of them was like, you know,
well,
I want to go to the
Well, they pick out
US
the negative
party.
Stories, yeah, and emphasize those, you know.
Yeah,
they pick out the drug dealers and use that narrative,
of course,
and throw that blanket on.
But there's
everybody.
There's drug dealers of every nationality. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. Like, you know what I mean?
People
do drugs, bro. Americans do drugs. I'm saying, like, what do you
exactly?
You know what I mean? It's not
you're blaming people for selling drugs when your people are the consumers.
Come on, man.
You know, if there's
Come
not
on,
a consumer,
man.
Then there's not a market for
Come
it.
On,
you know
man.
What I mean?
But I think everybody needs to understand, especially white people. That none of us are native to this land.
For real.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Except the Native Americans.
Yeah.
You know? Except the Native Americans.
And that's what's crazy. Like, they're getting land taken from them, like, all the time. You know, like, they're called reserves, right? Is that what that
The reservations.
Indian reservation. So
yeah. Hey, are we celebrating Thanksgiving this year?
Huh?
Are we celebrating Thanksgiving this year?
I don't know.
The Washington Redskins changed their names, bro.
I don't know how I feel about the Washington football team. Because I don't celebrate Thanksgiving because of why they did it. You
but
know,
that's where it comes from, though.
No, but same reason with, like, people that celebrated 4th of July in the midst of all this social unrest. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, none of them really celebrated because we're like, oh, Independence Day. You know what I mean?
It's just a barbecue.
It's just a reason to barbecue, you know? And I feel like that's what it is. I mean, at least with my family, you know, it's just a reason for the family to get together and just spend some time together.
But
you know?
Saying that is, I think that's true for a lot of Americans. I think that it is true that you don't think about the Declaration of Independence. You don't think about our freedom. You don't think about, you know, all the things. You don't think about the origin of it. Mm-hmm. But the representation of it and what it means to our fellow Native Americans, it's offensive. It's hurtful.
Yeah.
Like, there are people
that I do acknowledge, too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we don't think about it, though. Mm-hmm. We don't think about it because, I don't know any Native Americans. I don't personally know any Native Americans.
I only knew, like, two. And they celebrated Thanksgiving, too. Just
okay,
up,
well,
you know,
like,
so.
Like... Native Americans in this, I mean, I don't know who you know or what their, or how their lifestyle was, but
I can only imagine that people that live on the reservation still, mm-hmm. and still continue out their religions or their practices and still kind of live somewhat the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, they've carried on their traditions. I can't imagine they're celebrating.
Exactly.
Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I think we need to be more mindful of that. And honestly, if we change in the name of the Washington Redskins for the same reason,
I personally wouldn't mind. I personally, nah. if
we need
if,
to pick a different day and call it Family Day.
I'd be down if it was like September, the day before. You know what I mean?
I'd be down if it was two times a year. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, bro. Dumb.
Like once again, like I could care less about that. I do it for the sake of just getting together with friends and family. You know,
That's why I love Thanksgiving. That's why Thanksgiving is my favorite day, because you're not obligated to bring gifts. Spend no money. All you're really obligated to do is bring a dish, exactly. You know, or you don't even have to bring it. I mean, I've been pretty much a kid at all my Thanksgivings.
That would be tight, though, you know, for the sake of like Native Americans. If like one day in the future, like it's just not called, or we just don't have the holiday.
No,
instead of making it the last Thursday, we'll make it like the last Tuesday.
And call it Family Day.
Call it Family Day. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying? That would be great. I think we have to do that eventually.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I think the younger generation is going to be the ones that really make change.
I hope so. You know, I mean, to be real with you, like, all that needs to happen is just the old people that are set in their conservative mindsets.
Yeah,
the old
white people need to die.
You know what I mean? That's
I say that all the time. The old white people need to die before we get real, real change.
For real, because they're the ones you know still. It's crazy how they're like 80, 90 years still old, but kicking, still bro. Pulling strings, you know?
The problem is that now they're teaching their... You know, the nepotism is kicking in, and they're teaching their sons.
That's
their
one
grandsons.
Thing that I do be thinking sometimes, because, like people that have, like, if you're of that status and you're having kids, you know, you obviously want to keep them secluded from the world. I forgot there was this other documentary mm-hmm. I was watching where, like, they have this family and stuff like that, and, like, the kids stay at that house. They don't leave ever. You know what I mean?
Well, it's kind of like having a dog. Like, because if you get a dog, have you ever had a puppy? Okay, so I got a puppy, right, a couple months ago, and I want to teach it exactly what I wanted to know. I don't want it to know anything else except what I wanted to know, you know what I mean? Because my dog is a reflection of my ownership, you know? So I'm not saying, like, people want to own their kids, but like, if I have a kid, I'm definitely going to teach him things, teach them or her things that I want them to know.
That you would like or be fond of.
Yeah, but in the sense of, I mean, you're dealing with a human, so of course they're going to be exposed to the world, they're going to have their own experiences, but, you know, I can see where that would take place.
Yeah,
it's kind of scary.
I was just about to say, it's super scary, you know, like, because, like, I feel like...
It's all it takes is one little Hitler, bro. It's one little Hitler that's going to grow up and be fucking evil. And the consequences of technology and science. Do you listen to cannabis?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you know who cannabis is?
Mm-mm.
Come on, man. All right, go look up Canada.
The
rapper cannabis.
The one that got dissed by Eminem?
Probably. He had a lot of rap beats.
He's a white rapper?
No. Cannabis, he's black.
Oh.
Yeah. He's hard. He's a lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
He's not mainstream at all.
He's older, though, right?
He's older.
Yeah, he did probably beef with Eminem.
Yeah, he did. He's from that era, but he had a line in his one song. It said, you need to fear science, not Satan.
Mm.
And that made me think, like, for real, like
it
you
is,
need you need
it is crazy, like
just think of Hitler had a fucking
atomic
like
bomb.
A chemical war or biological warfare or chemical warfare.
You wouldn't have.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the world wouldn't be. I don't think the world would exist.
Just
or he
every,
might
just
have.
Just every science in general is kind of scary, you know? Like,
yeah,
especially with like all this like. I don't know, like, who's to say, like, how real stuff will get as far as, like, VR and AR, you know? Like, they're talking about, like, Tesla, like, doing, like, neural, like...
Yeah, neural links, yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
Putting
like,
a chip in your brain, become a superhuman.
I mean, talking about that, like, that
I wonder
stuff
if that,
with, like, the homies, like, yeah, for, like, neural link for, like, a game. Like, have you seen the episode of Black Mirror where he's, like...
Yeah,
Link,
with the gay dudes, where they're being gay...
No.
Like gay in the game,
or that one too.
You remember that one? That shit was funny as fuck.
They're gay in the game.
Yeah, they're not. He had like a girlfriend, and then they
two of them. But yeah, that one too. I was thinking about the other one that.
Yo, that episode had me dying, bro.
What's funny is I was watching it with my uncle because like the night it came out, like I love Black Mirror, you know, so I just put on the TV, bro, and I was like, whatever. And then they start making out. I was just like, whoa. And then my uncle was like, bro, what is going on? I was like, listen, bro, I don't even know.
Same reaction, bro. I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, But stuff like that, you know,
yeah,
like,
you go into
that's
Matrix.
Probably gonna happen. You know what I mean? Like, and who's to say, like, if that does happen, like, how much effect will that have on you as a person? Like, you know how like the Call of Duty campaign when like Soap got killed. But like, imagine if you're in the game and like in the campaign and like your homie gets killed. Like, how do you think you come out of that with like PTSD or something like that? Like. Yeah. Seeing someone you're attached with, like, throughout the whole campaign, like, die or...
Yeah, I mean, think about how... You know what I mean? Think about how addicted people are to the game already. How much time... Like, it's not. It used to be a young person thing, but now grown-ups are spending hours a day on the game. You play games?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't.
Why not?
Well, I've played games, like, my whole life, but I just haven't had a system in a while because... there was a point in my life in my mid-20s where I was like, all right, I got to cut distractions out.
We need to get some donations for his
video game. Cash App, bro. Yeah, what's up?
Put Cash App down below.
Yeah, I'm going to save that for when the strip clubs open back up. But it used to be a young person's game. Now it's everybody, mm-hmm. bro. It's crazy.
Because they make so much money.
I know. Because, like, but we're addicted to it.
That too.
I'd be thinking, like 50 years ago, what did people do on their downtime?
Be racist.
True.
Just hate everybody. I mean, that's why people think like that. People saw like a lot of ghosts back then because like something with like the brain not being stimulated, so it tends to play tricks
Must
on
have
you.
Been
like,
bored.
That's why like all the ghost sightings were back then and stuff like that. But
that's true. You don't hear about that too much no more.
For real.
Yeah. All like right. I think it's the placebo effect. Like if you want to see a ghost, you're gonna see a ghost.
Probably. You know
what I mean? Like if you want to see that ugly girl is cute, you're gonna figure out in your
it's
brain.
What's on the inside.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But hey, I was thinking about you. Remember when we met?
I do not.
You don't?
No.
It was that night where it was like 2 years ago, and with Brandon. With Brandon, remember you had a gang of girls with you. You had like 12 girls with you. I don't mean to put you on blast, but you had like 12 girls with you, and we were at the Palms. We went to the
Palms.
That
was the old me. I'm a changed man now.
Yeah, I mean, this is the past you.
Yeah,
you
know past me.
You're new and improved. You went to jail in since then.
Yep. I had a epiphany. Yeah, I think I do remember that.
Yeah, we went to Brandon's apartment afterwards.
It was the Caesar's Palace.
Oh yeah, it was the Caesar's.
It was the Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
That was the night.
You had. I was like, yo, who is on me? Like, I gotta hang out with him, bro. Oh, shit. That's funny.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
that was
the old me, though. Well, AR pulled up. Damn, so what else you want to talk about, bro?
That was a little funny. I mean, after you just outed me, bro, I think we could end it now.
Yeah. How long are we at? Where are we at on time?
I'm not tripping, bro.
Man, we had an hour already. Isn't that crazy? Every time.
For real?
Every episode.
I feel like we had like 5 conversations.
Yeah, we
you
did.
You know what I mean? Like,
we did.
We were talking about the music, then we were talking about
jail.
Politics, jail.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Man. Are you going to vote, though?
For Kanye.
Oh, yeah, we did say that.
I don't, see, that's the thing.
Convince me to vote right now, bro. Why should I vote?
I just told you, bro, like, you're going to grow up and have kids, and they're going to ask you, did you vote for Kanye? And you're going to be like, nah, I was a square.
They're going to be disappointed.
And they're going to be like, what? I mean, Kanye's probably not going to be as cool.
I think he's going to be cooler.
Like 20 years.
I think he's going to be cooler.
I hope so. I'm a Kanye fan, and it's hard being a Kanye fan right now, you know?
It's never been hard for me.
What? Him spazzing on the internet, everybody always, like, texts me or, like, tells me, like, hey, what's up with your boy? Like, bro,
for me, it's never been hard because you have to acknowledge his mental state. You have to acknowledge he's mentally, different than most people. That's why he's such a genius. It's part of the reason why he's such a genius. And you have to, for me, like, so I used to manage a couple artists out here, right? Mm-hmm. And being around, being on the scene, and being in going to different places, and like figuring out communicating with a lot of different artists and a lot of different people in the industry. Mm-hmm. I realized like I have to separate the person from the artist.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay. Or I'm gonna hate both. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of cool people that make shitty music. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. There's mm-hmm. a lot of
horrible people that make great music.
Great music, you know what I mean? So
that's one thing like I've heard about him. It's that he's really good people, you know. Damn, I was talking down. I heard my volume increase. Cause like, I'm actually cool with one of his engineers on his last project.
Oh,
Randy Erbo. Shout out Randy. He's probably yeah, he told me, like, just working in Wyoming, like, just seeing him work, like, he's such a great person. Mm-hmm. And, like, when he links up with Kim, like, he's, like, it's, like, one of the most beautiful marriages you've ever seen. You know, like, the love, like, it's crazy seeing them, you know, like, they link up and it's literally just about them. And then when they go their ways, they're working on their own thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was fire. He's crazy. Shout out, yeah. Hey, the craziest thing, though, like, me being a Kanye fan, bro, like, we were in the studio and... Randy played us his album before it dropped.
Oh, bro.
That was the craziest thing to me. And it was crazy because, like, you know, everybody was talking about Jesus is King and, like, how it was going to drop. And then it got postponed, obviously, you know, knowing Kanye. And a week later, like, I'm listening to it before it drops. Yeah. And, you know, that Chick-fil-A line, like, I heard, I was like, no way, bro. And, like, it was fire. It's just crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just super crazy to me.
Yeah, Kanye is, to me, I look at Kanye and, obviously, I'm not gonna agree with everything he does or says, but I look at it like he's just a human, and he's just living through his, and he's not.
And I feel like that's what people forget when, like, we look at celebrities, like, we tend to forget that they are human.
You know? And like, then, but their flaws are magnified.
For real, because, you know,
their opinions are
like on a magnifying glass.
Yeah, and I kind of respect the fact that he's not afraid to support Trump. I'm saying I respect it in the sense of he's not scared that to voice his opinion.
What is crazy, though, like, if you listen to, like, a lot of his stuff, he does make sense. Like, but, like, the media will just take the clips that he sounds the craziest.
Clickbait.
And then put that out, and then, you know, but, like, you know, it's been, like, 2-3 times where, like, I've actually went and, like, listened to, like, an interview, you know, from the clip. And, like, the rest of the thing, like, he's actually making sense, you know? Like that last one where he was tripping out, where he was crying and stuff like that. Like, multiple people were like, bro, if you watch the actual rally, like, he makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the media. And it's what he always talks about, too.
Yeah.
It's what he always talks about, like, how we always believe the media. And
I can't imagine his life being, I mean, on top of, like, him just being, like, I don't know, what does he have? Bipolar
disorder.
Just if you add that and then you throw fame in it, you know what I mean? And then you can, you know.
Just any little minor disorder that you have and you throw fame and money on it, like, I can't imagine that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, so I feel for him. I love Kanye. It's never, you know, you just got to let Kanye be Kanye.
Hell yeah.
You know
what I mean? Whenever I have kids and they wake up, and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is playing, they know that's going to be the cleaning day.
Yeah.
That's the cleaning up. You know,
that's dope. That's dope.
That's going to be the...
Yeah, what's your favorite Kanye track?
Dang, that's hard, bro. I don't know. It's Cycles. Probably right now, Devil in a New Dress.
Oof.
That Rick Ross verse, bro. Hidden. The guitar solo, oh, Mike Dean. Bro.
I think my favorite Kanye song is Runaway.
That's fire, too. Have you watched the Runaway film?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Art, bro. Watching that made me appreciate the album 10 times more. You know what I mean?
It was such a great, just him and Pusha T. It was just like, it just... Seeing
ballerinas dance to Pusha T's lyrics is crazy.
Oh, my God, bro. I remember my high school, that came out when I was in high school. My high school coach, he was teaching geography.
Mm-hmm.
And we took a whole, like, the last part of the class, and he put that on the overhead.
Damn.
I'll never forget it.
That's tight.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let me ask you some music questions then. This isn't an interview.
For sure.
I'm trying not to be an interviewer. Perfect. I don't want to be that guy.
It's a conversation. Oh, it feels like it.
What's your top 5 projects ever by any artist?
Damn. I have a lot, bro. Like, I'm a real big...
Right now. I know it changes.
Obviously, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy Graduation is up there. Okay. Low-key, all of his, you know? But that's pretty biased.
It's tough, too.
My favorite Drake project, probably... Everybody disagrees with me, but Nothing Was the Same, I feel like it's his best project.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite projects, you know? And let me see. What's another good album I could listen to front to back? This is recent,
that's
too.
That's the key factor. When I talk about my favorite project, what can I just listen to and not press skip at all?
One that I really liked, bro, was recent, too. K-Tronada's album.
Okay.
I forgot what it was called. Bubba? But that's the name of it, bro. That project is fire.
I got a couple tracks. I got a couple tracks of hers. I'm not really too... Or is it a girl
it's
or
a
boy?
It's a him. It's a DJ.
Okay. Oh, it's a DJ. Hold on. I don't want to sound like a fucking idiot. Hold on. Because I know who they are. Just or him or her or whatever. Fuck.
Okay, Bubba just came out. Hold up. What song do I got in here? I'm a fucking jerk, man.
That Get Rich or Die Trying album by 50 Cent, bro.
Okay, that's...
I wish I was, like, alive. Not alive. I wish I was older throughout those times so I could really appreciate it. Because I grew up listening to it, obviously, but I didn't really until, like, a couple years ago go mm-hmm. back and, like, study and be like, how good of an album it was and the time that it came Ooh, out, you know what I mean?
21 Questions. Ooh, bro. Nate Dogg. There will never be another Nate Dogg, ever.
That's so crazy, bro. Oh, man. Rest in peace. It was just his birthday yesterday.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Man, Get Rich or Die Trying is crazy.
That's definitely one of my favorites.
It's crazy.
I'm trying to think.
You know my...
Obviously, Dre's 2000... Or Doggy Style is super fire. I could listen to that front to back, too. The Black Album, fire.
Yeah. You know, when I think about... projects, they're not like... Like, my projects are, in no specific order, they're Chance, Acid Rap. Mm. That blue, because these are, like, nostalgic for me.
That's exactly what one of my homies says. Like, it was just, like, because I've tried to go back and listen to, like, a lot of Chance's stuff, but I don't know, you know? Like,
it was,
he says it's just the time that it was released in, you know?
Like, music records time. What's that saying? Music stamps time. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know what the saying is, but basically, like, you listen to a certain album, and it'll take you back to that certain place.
Songs like by Tinashe, that brings me to, sophomore year summer. Or, like, or Slide by Calvin Harris. That was just a couple years ago with the Migos.
Yeah.
That song is probably bringing me back to summer, you know?
Yeah, it brings you back a whole, memories, vivid memories.
Yeah,
like, Chance the Rapper was like... Acid Rap came out, it was like, bro, this motherfucker's on some different shit. He's like the, it was, I don't know, bro. That whole album is just so crazy, bro. It's so, it made me feel like something.
What else?
Cushion Orange Juice, Wiz Khalifa. Mm,
that's a really fire mixtape.
That was my senior year, bro. That's when we were, like, going, like,
definitely one of the best mixtapes of all time.
Bro,
up there with, like, I put YRN by Migos. Okay. They had Chinatown, Pronto, Adios. I was bumping that, bro.
Crazy.
Oh, I missed that Migos, bro. And then, obviously, I'm a real big fan of Travis's Days Before Rodeo.
Okay. I'm not a big Travis fan,
1999,
bro.
For real?
I'm not, bro. I like it. I respect it, but I just, like... He has great songs, and I don't know, man. I just never.
I feel like for him, what it is more for me is the production behind it.
And the
engineering, like,
it's big. It's cinematic.
Yeah, bro. Like, the effects that they do on, like the delays, the reverbs, and everything. Like, it sounds so crazy.
He tapped into a sound for sure.
It's fire. That I feel like that's what I appreciate more from, like, Travis's music is a lot more the production and mixing than him, obviously, you know, lyrically. You know, there's like 2-3 songs where I'm like, damn, you know, Travis was spitting on here, you know, but the production is more than anything what I'm just like, damn.
Have you seen him perform live?
I actually have twice, maybe 3 times.
Oh, he's performed. Where?
I seen him in San Bernardino.
Okay, cool.
I forgot where
cool.
it was. And then I seen him at Rolling Loud.
Okay,
and
cool.
then I saw him at another festival.
Okay, cool.
When he came here to what was it a year ago? What's that one that they usually have in September?
What?
That they have out here? Life is Beautiful?
He was here
at Life is Beautiful last year, I think. And
okay, I'm glad you didn't see him in the club because I hate club performances, man.
I've only been to the club once, to keep it a buck with you.
Okay, cool.
I've only been to the club
once. Overrated.
It's
overrated.
I'm not a big fan of... I mean, ever since, like I said, since I got out of jail, bro, because we used to do hella parties with, like, Richie and all them, you know? For one, I feel like it burnt out, but one thing that my uncle said to me, like, why do you party? He's like, what are you celebrating? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's always stuck to me, you know? And, like, even now, like, to where I am in life... Like, I still feel like it's not, like, the time yet to go crazy and party. You know, like, we got our 30s to go crazy, like, in Dubai or something. Like, if we really work right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when you're actually, like, proud of where you are in life, you know what I mean? Like, that's when I'm like, all right, bro, now we can
relax.
But even
when you – it's always something more you could do, bro.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? And definitely. I feel like – I don't know, man. I feel you 100%. Like, partying is just no – there's just no, like – real satisfaction. There's no, like,
don't know. I mean, it's fun, like, but I'd rather, like, I think as you get older, you'd rather just kind of tone down
like
a little
bit. Me, to be honest, like, I'd just rather be in the studio than be out, you know what I mean? Granted, it is cool, you know, I go out, you know, just because I do believe in, like, socializing and, you know, just catching up with friends, you know, like, if that's the only time I get to catch up with, like, friends, you know, I'll pop out, like, to, like, Commonwealth and just to say what's up to, like, Arnold and all the people
up 100%.
At Revelation.
If some of my friends are partying and they invite me.
Yeah, I'll pop out.
Yeah, like, if I'm invited, like, I'm popping out. But if I'm not invited, I'm not planning no club day.
Nah, hell no.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that.
And it's just more of an ego thing, too, you know? Yeah. And then you have a lot of egos there, and it's just, it's always stuff going on. You know,
if you're not spending no money, you know, I mean, why are you there? I've worked in the hospitality industry for a while. Mm-hmm. I worked at Dre's. I worked, you know, up and down the strip. And it's like, bro, we're overcharging these people. Like, it shouldn't even be legal how much.
It's insane.
I mean, it's crazy.
Even, like, at bars, you know, just for drinks at bars.
Yeah, like,
you know,
$20.
I mean?
And then as a bartender, like, I've had managers tell me, like, don't, because you're supposed to pour an ounce and a half. I mean, every bar has a different standard, ounce and a half of alcohol or 2 ounces of alcohol. But, yo, they get on you about if you give them a heavy pour. It's like, bro, we're charging these fools $25 for this little
$50.
Yeah, seriously, you're making a 3,000% profit on this bitch. Like, what are you complaining about?
For real.
You know, like, I think that's what Vegas has lost. It's like, it's class. It's so corporate now. The strip is so corporate and like, it's not very personal anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
I feel like that's just with everything, though. Like, even music, you know what I mean? Like, it's gone very commercial / like you said, corporate. Yeah. You know, like, there's the music factor is missing for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really oversaturated, too.
That, too.
You get overwhelmed?
Hmm?
You get overwhelmed?
No.
I do. I get overwhelmed. Cause, you know, I mean, Brandon, he's like the fucking guru of underground music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, bro, how do you find these people and how do you keep up with these people?
Facts.
You know what I mean? How do you, where do you?
Yeah, he be telling me like, yeah, bro, listen to this, listen. I was like, damn, that's fire.
He has his finger on the pulse of what's going on, of what's next.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And I can't keep, I'm like, bro, how do you keep up, dude?
Yeah, bro, it's
crazy.
It's crazy. But I feel like because that's his field, you know, like my field, like, I don't really get overwhelmed because, like, you know, it's in sessions, you know, my life is in sessions, you know, his is more like a manager's a day-to-day thing, you know what I mean? I really deal with people like on a day-to-day, you know, it's just here's your mix, cool, you know what I mean? And I rarely get overwhelmed.
I
used to, like, not even overwhelmed, but I feel like it's more of a doubt thing that I used to have, like, you know, like, you see, like producers always talking about, like, oh, I made 20 beats today and this and that, you know, and I've always been against that because that too, and like they all sound the same, you know, like, so there would be blocks that I would get in and I would just, like you said, just get frustrated, overwhelmed, and
what do you do
now I just go through it, you know, like, those happen for a reason, and most of the time it's because you're like, you're forcing yourself, you know, and that's another thing I learned, like, as engineering, like, you don't want to force music, bro. Like, if someone doesn't like a beat, don't force it. You know what I mean? If you're not feeling it, don't force it, because at the end of the day, music is emotions, and that gets translated into the music, which the listeners then feel.
Yeah.
And you don't want to give them, you know, some whack feeling or whatever, you know? Yeah. So I just, whenever I'm not feeling it, and that's the cool thing about engineering, like, whenever I'm not feeling making beats, bro, I can just go and really just focus on my sessions, like, for a week or whatever, and just not make beats, and then I'll come back and make some fire.
Yeah.
I play Xbox too.
Yeah.
I used to feel like guilty, you know, playing like Xbox, but like now I'm just like, I play an hour or two a day.
It's kind of like now that I don't play games a lot, when I do play games at the homie's house or something, I'm like, dude, that was actually kind of therapeutic sense, bro. Because your mind, you just kind of like, you're just focused on the game. The game really, like,
it's
like hooks you, and you're not thinking, you don't think about nothing else, bro.
I was just watching this documentary earlier today. It's that one that's like featured on Netflix right now, and it's about video games, you know. And he talks about like how a psychologist came up with the term like being in the zone or flow, of like how when you lose track of time, you know, that happens with like video games and a lot, you know. And you're in the moment, you know.
And then it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and then like, what the fuck.
As long as it's not counterproductive, like you said, like, you use it as a therapeutic, you know, it's fine, you know, just have fun, you know. Like you said, it's a stress reliever without you even intentionally doing it, you know, which is, I feel like it's the coolest thing to do, you know, like.
Yeah, I think anything is good when you're conscious of
the use of it. It's not. It's like in life.
Meth and heroin.
Yeah, I mean, even that can be cool. You know? I heard you can lift a lot of weights if you're on meth.
For real?
I heard. Mm. That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
I'm just kidding. Don't do meth. Don't do meth or heroin. But what's it called? It's like the internet. You know what I mean? Like the internet is a great thing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not. And a lot of people, you know, have mixed. I have mixed emotions about the internet and social media. But it's not about social media. It's not about the internet. It's about, you know, because like all the false information and all the bad shit. It's about what you choose to digest. Mm-hmm. But it's about how we use it as humans. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if I have a baseball bat, right? This baseball bat was specifically made to hit a ball and play a harmless game, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why they make them, right? But this same baseball bat can be in a different situation, be classified as a murder weapon. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's not about the baseball bat. It's about the person using it.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So
And
how you use it. So it's the same thing with the internet and video games. It's not, the problem isn't the video games. The problem's not the social media. The problem is how you're using these things to do it, how you're using them, you know? Obviously, social media can be used for very bad things. That's why I think that's why when I say we have too much freedom as Americans, like, we do. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to spread lies on the internet. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be allowed to. It should be illegal.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be allowed to talk trash. Well, I don't know how I feel about bullying, but I think cyberbullying is. I think cyberbullying is bad. I think that's some coward shit.
That's one thing
I
was looking known for in high school. Not cyberbullying.
Real life bullying.
No, not bullying, bro. Just being like outlandish on Twitter. No, bro.
Okay. Just offensive and shit.
Just not care what he say, bro. I almost got suspended one time. I almost got expelled. He said good. It wasn't towards
more people.
It wasn't towards other people. So like we had this principal at Durango.
You used to Durango?
Yeah,
Trailblazer. My cousin was a Durango.
And damn, bro.
Yeah, a long time ago.
But yeah, we had this principal. We had just got him. You know, it was like September. You know, so we had just got with the new principal, and he was like super strict with people. Like nobody liked him, and like
trying to show everybody how big his dick was.
For real, yeah. And it was Mr. Miller, and you gotta bleep that out. I'm playing.
I don't think he can suspend you now, bro. It's all good.
So somebody had made like a parody account of him, and like one night, you know, and that's when Twitter was fun, you know, like you'd have certain events on nights, bro, like where like, oh, this night we was talking about this and this night, like as a collective, as a school, you know, like Twitter was so fun back then. And somebody had made a parody account and was like going to everybody on the TL and being like, oh, like I need to see you in my office tomorrow, da 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 da, dress code, whatever. And then me being a joke, you know, seeing that account, you know, Mr. Miller account, I tweeted, I was like, yo, if Mr. Miller wants to catch me in the dean's office tomorrow, he can catch this uppercut. And
that's a threat, sir.
That's exactly what they did,
see,
bro.
See, I should be a principal.
So like it got a couple retweets and it got on like his niece's timeline, I guess. So she screenshotted it. And then it was a bunch of us that was making jokes. Obviously, I wasn't the only one. And the next day, three of us got called up to the office. And like, yeah, bro, that's what they said. Like, God. Oh, it's a threat. You know, they suspended me pending expulsion, but they allowed me to come back.
Pending investigation.
It was like, bro, what? Are you serious? It wasn't even towards you. It was towards the parody account about you. I think they even suspended the girl that made the parody account.
Why can't they just have fun with the kids, man?
You know what I'm saying, bro? It was
get that whack. Trust. That's an opportunity to like get kids to trust you.
Like even he, like girls hated him too because like he cracked down on like super crazy dress code and like, bro, like the when like you said, like he wanted to put his foot down, bro. Every girl was in like our purple shorts and like our purple shirt, you know, like dress coding for like the dumbest reasons. And like,
can't do that anymore, not in today's world, bro.
He was tweaking, bro.
People are too like free and open, you know what I mean?
I'm saying
the entitlement is some level of entitlement, I think, is not necessarily a bad thing. I should feel entitled to dress the way the fuck I want to dress, you know what I mean? I should feel entitled to say what I want to say. That's my right,
for real,
you know what I mean? But they, man.
Without spreading lies, though.
Without spreading lies. Well, there has to be some kind of, like, structure. There has to be some kind of restrictions, I think, on the internet. There has to be.
It's crazy. Like, did you see that stuff that, like, Facebook and Mark Wahlberg was going through, like, 2 weeks ago? Like,
Mark Zuckerberg, yeah. Bro, no, the courts?
Yeah,
bro. He was getting drilled, bro, and he was stuttering and everything. I was like, I don't know. This
by that one girl?
Yeah, the girl.
So you think lies, this isn't that? He's like,
when they're talking.
You looked at the camera like, "You guys help me."
Yeah, she was she was talking about the child like prostitution rings and shit. How they're allowed to, like, he's banning certain accounts and he's stopping certain accounts, but he's not stopping other accounts.
Like, well, white supremacist groups, like,
yeah, white supremacist like, groups
like
and
spread false advertisement and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think there was like some page about a child trafficking, like, or a child, like, or I think there was these group of people that identify, and this might be hard to, this was hard for me to hear. Mm-hmm. But there's these adults that are identifying
as
like 8-year-old kids.
Oh no, not that.
Yeah. And they're you know how like they're identifying 8-year-old kids and they're using that to justify their sexual interest
like
in children.
They
want to
make pedophilia like a sexual orientation.
Yeah,
like, bro, what?
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
that's
bro.
Insane.
But the thing was that Mark Zuckerberg, he wasn't blocking that, but he wasn't blocking certain shit. You know what I mean?
Like the one that I saw, the clip that I saw was him not blocking like stuff that the white supremacist group said. You know, saying, and there were verified fact checkers.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, bro, it's crazy.
Yeah, he was full of shit. I like Zuckerberg too.
The movie about him is good though. You seen The Social Network?
Oh, one of my favorite movies, bro.
He's such. What's his name? The actor? He's such a good actor.
Yeah, he is. My favorite part was in the beginning when he broke up with his girlfriend.
That's so foul, bro. That's so crazy.
It just kind of played into... I don't know if that's, like, a real representation of who he was, but he's, like... Might have been, because he's like one of those guys. He's like a Kanye. It's like, he's a genius, but he's not totally socially, you know, like most people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's a savage. He was a savage in that movie.
It's crazy. He's such so a good actor.
Yeah,
that movie that he's in, Now You See Me. Oh, okay. It's like magic tricks, but they're like robbing and stuff.
Yeah.
He plays a fire role in that too.
Yeah, man. I kind of want to get into acting.
For real?
People tell me that I look like a movie star, man.
You should try it.
I'm just playing.
You should try it.
No, I write movies. I write scripts. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I write scripts. Me and Abu been working a lot on scripts and stuff.
That's what's up. I got a script for you guys.
For real? What is it?
So look.
What was the one we said earlier? Oh, no, that was a TV show.
That was a TV
Undercover
show.
Nurses.
Undercover patient.
Ooh.
I'm going to get a fake tumor.
That would be fire, bro.
Not
I'm going to get a fake tumor.
I was talking to, I'd be talking to like a lot of people about this, you know, because I'd just be thinking.
Yo,
crazy
send
stuff.
AR in there. He don't got a gallbladder or something, right?
That's, I think so, yeah. I think something like that.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, sorry.
The movie is like, I don't know, like. It was all, and this Reddit post I saw explained it very well. It's just like, listen, like, you know, like, our brain is like, all it really is, it's like stimuli that we get, you know? So who's to say that you're not, your whole life, you're not just a brain in a jar that's getting stimuli fed to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
Because everything we feel like, it's just stimuli, stuff from our brain being stimulated.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's weird. It's like we're just products of our environment.
We're products of our brain. You know, like right now, me speaking, like it's my brain speaking. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cause like it's.
Yeah, like who are you?
Like who's my brain? You know what I mean? It's crazy. What if there's like some super mega brain that's like, you
Neuralink,
know?
Neuralink, bro. Neuralink.
It's crazy.
I wonder how that affects a man's sex life. Like, can we fuck till we're 80?
That'd probably
be great. I get it.
You can put anything you set your mind to. Where there's a will, there's a way.
I don't know about that.
Saying that all the time.
I don't know about that, bro.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
I think you get to a certain age and the pill doesn't even work no more. But if they came up with a brain trip, a chip, put up in your brain, and you back to your twenties, that'd be great.
That'd be crazy, bro.
Then you got all these fucking kids popping out of the 80-year-old dads and shit.
That'd be crazy, bro. I don't know, bro. Technology, like you said, bro, you gotta fear science. It's crazy.
Who knows?
And like with all the robots that they're doing now, like there's clips of, like there's robots where like they're like they can like roll, pick up a gun, aim and shoot again.
Yeah, I've seen
like,
that. Yeah,
it's crazy. There's so many movies that are like against us doing that, and they're still going and like
from the '80s and shit and all that, bro.
iRobot or
RoboCop and all that.
Terminator,
shit.
Bro. Terminator. There's so many stuff where like all these robots turn bad. And
yeah, where's the ethics in it? Like, where's the moral? I don't know, man, because on one side, you can see how dangerous it can be, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, you understand it. This is what people do. These people are inventors, you know what I mean? It's just like you. You're in the music game. You're going to push that envelope until you
can't. There's always a level up.
Yeah.
These.
But it's like producing like rock music.
Bro, we're in 2020.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These people have been inventing robots and shit since the 70s. You know. So now we're 30 years later. Through the last 50 years, like technology is
One thing my uncle said too is like the stuff that we're able to see, like the military is probably like 10 years more advanced than like what we're able to see.
Ooh, what is you know what I mean? China's so probably like 30 years.
I don't know. It's crazy. So much stuff that we'll never know as an ordinary human. You know, like even like space. You know, like we can't just go out there and be like, oh yeah, like you know, this is space. You know, the Earth is round. The Earth is flat. You know.
I want to go to space one day. I just want to go up.
Aren't there, like, isn't Tesla, like, doing, like, a Mars trip or something like that?
Yeah, they are. They're doing a Mars trip.
Would you go on the first one or the second one?
Fuck no, I would never go to Mars.
Why not?
Because I'm not fucking stupid.
Why?
Because I don't want to die in space, bro.
You just said you wanted to go to space.
I want to go to space. I want to do, like, the little, I'll go up there and probably, like, when I'm, like, 40, like, or 50 or something, and my kids graduate to college. And they're on their own. Like, I don't got to worry about it anymore. I would want to go up to just the orbit just so I can see the Earth from that perspective. And I wouldn't want to go any further than that. I wouldn't want to go to the moon.
For real?
Yeah, well, I'm petrified of heights, bro.
It's not a height if there's nothing below you.
That's true.
You're just in space. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But I just feel like the risk versus reward isn't, like, that's the only reason why I want to go up there. So if I can just see it real quick. You know what I mean? Get my selfie in.
I'd probably go to Mars. Set up a studio out there.
That'd be insane. It's
record Kanye's next album on Mars, bro. Not Hawaii, not Wyoming, but Mars.
Damn. Have a first concert on Mars, bro.
That'd be crazy.
Travis Scott would have to do it on Mars.
For real.
He would have to.
For real.
Man. I think I don't know how far away we are from it, but
a couple years, 10, 20.
From Mars?
I think that's
having civilization on Mars.
Or not.
I think it takes 10 years to get there.
For real?
I don't know.
I seen the thing that they were saying that I think the tickets were like $5,000 or something like that, or $10,000.
That's what your life costs? $5,000, really, bro? Well, I don't know, man. It's interesting to see because we're destroying our planet, so we're going to have to figure something out.
That's so crazy. You know, but what's crazy is like...
The aliens need to show themselves already. Save us.
Everybody is like, oh, like... You know, we got to protect the Earth. But in reality, we got to protect ourselves because the Earth will wipe us out, you know, as humanity and just rebuild itself. You know, say the oxygen becomes unbreathable. You know, like, we'll die. And, like, 10 years after, like, the oxygen has become breathable again, just there's just going to be no more humans. You know what I mean?
So,
We're
just the circle of life.
The Earth is going to be here forever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unless you got an underground bunker, you know, unless you're a doomsday prepper.
For real.
Yeah,
that's crazy. There do be like supposedly there's like Illuminati like bunkers and like stuff like that where like they're designed and I don't know.
You never watched that show Doomsday Preppers?
Mm-mm.
Bro, it's like a whole like real estate industry going on, bro. Where they build like developers, they build these underground bunkers. They build bunkers in like Kansas and these places, and their whole neighborhoods, bro. Their whole communities.
Damn.
And they sell them for a stupid amount of money. But they come with all your supplies that you need to live for like a year or two. And they sell them bitches, bro.
Damn.
And I'm interested.
You know there's like an underground city here in Vegas?
You talking about the bums?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy too. They got their own bunkers.
I don't, bro. That's how hot is it down there, bro?
I mean, probably right now it's not as hot. I don't know.
How hot is it down there? Through the tunnels and shit?
I don't know if he can, like, go through that much.
The rats, bro.
That's got to be crazy. Ugh. You know, like, you can't even get in there if you wanted to kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
I think, like...
They'll kill you.
You need a wristband. All access pass. I got to hit up AR to get my all access pass to go to the underground city.
Man, they're all probably all pale and shit.
That's kind of scary. Like in I Am Legend?
I saw this one episode where this dude, he's from Hawaii... And if he goes back to Hawaii or if he gets caught anywhere by the police, then he's spend the rest of his life in prison. So he's made his home with his girl down there.
Damn.
Yeah, that's some serious shit.
That's crazy, bro.
I feel like you'd have a better life in prison, honestly.
Than being down there
in the sewer, bro. Like, come on, man.
What if it's cracking down there?
What if they're having parties, bro?
Like, what if they have like businesses down there? Their currency is just not our currency.
Yeah, you know, currency's like rat meat. And shit. Bro, it's possible. It's crazy, bro. I hope I never end up down there, man. Come get me.
I'll be there, yeah.
All right, so if I disappear, you know where I'm at.
Exactly, you know, the all underground right. city.
Appreciate you, bro. All right, let's wrap it up, man. People are going to probably fucking clicked off like an hour ago.
Probably, it's fine.
It's all good. I appreciate you coming through, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, bro.
Yeah, we got to do it again, man. Any shout-outs before we get off?
Shout out to everybody, bro. Shout out to Dawson. Shout out to my barber. Shout out to my uncles. Shout out to all the artists I work with. Shout out to God. Hello. Shout out Brandon. Shout out Marcel. Everybody, bro. Hello. Everybody knows their family, bro. Hello. Shout out Tej. You know, if I didn't mention anybody, it's not personal. You
don't
know?
Cry.
It was. He put me on the spot to shout people out.
For sure, bro. I appreciate you, man.
All right, bro. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're